It's America Weekend, Valerie Smaldone and friends. And each week we have one of our contributors weigh in with some topic that has to do with celebrities and the law, or lack thereof. The group is my team, Celebrity Trials and Tribulations. And this week the group includes Wendy Whitman, Wendy Kaufman, and Linda Gold. Linda starts it off.
We have a very, very controversial topic this week to discuss, and it's the case of Sherry Shepherd. You might have read about it, but I'll just set it up for you briefly so you can follow this conversation or the screaming that will ensue.
Screaming!
So Sherry Shepherd married, divorced. While she was married, she and her husband decided to opt for surrogacy to have a child. So using the surrogate's egg and her husband's sperm, they conceived a child. At some point during their relationship, it fell apart. The child is born. Sherry now, according to records, has disavowed the child. She didn't want to support it anymore for whatever reasons, and the papers report various different reasons, not any of them complimentary to marriage. She no longer wants this child. The Pennsylvania court ruled that she must support the child. What does everybody think?
I am so outraged from this whole case because you want to know something? She wanted to have a child, and I don't care whether she could conceive it herself or not. She was 100% in it when they went to find the surrogate egg, and she put her name, because it was her child, on the birth certificate of this little boy. And then the marriage falls apart, and suddenly, what's the matter? She's not the mother anymore. So the father, who is her ex-husband, who is taking care of the custody of this lovely young child, okay, obviously may not be making the kind of money that Sherry Shepherd is making. So she's supporting the family, and suddenly she goes to court because not only is she disavowing, but she doesn't want to pay support for the child that her name is on the birth certificate. So you know what, people? You don't go into something like this lightly. And this child is not garbage that you throw into the garbage pail because the marriage didn't work out. And if she was right here right now, I would slap her across the face. Because honestly, how in the world do you do that to an innocent child that you're responsible for bringing into the world?
Yeah, I think you can change your mind about a lot of things. But once you commit to doing that, I think they said she contributed $100,000 towards the service. Surrogacy whole process and everything. But one point I want to bring up is, this is Wendy W., that if a man, I don't know how much people are beating up on Sherry Shepherd right now or not, but if a man did this, it would just be, I think, the classic, you know, male-female role with kids. Sure, he had the, you know, whatever, and then he changed his mind and screw the kid, I don't care, and I'm not taking any responsibility. I think people expect more from a mother, even in a case like this where it's just a surrogacy thing and it wasn't even her egg. And I'm also wondering, another hypothetical, what if it had been her egg? I don't know why medically they didn't use her egg, but if it had been her egg, would she be doing the same thing? Because that would be a lot worse. I think people would be saying, whoa, it's actually her biological kid, and she's trying to walk away from it and shirk any responsibility.
She's trying to take her name off of the birth certificate.
Yeah, it's just,
I mean,
I
it would be such a step backwards for every single parent that wants to have a child and then, you know, has a second thought that suddenly they don't have a responsibility. I think it is the most outrageous thing, and
Let me ask Linda, if in terms of surrogacy in the future going forward, how does this case, everyone's acting like this case is going to shake up surrogacy. How would it shake it up?
Well, there's not a lot of cases out there in surrogacy. The primary cases involve the surrogate, biological surrogate, wanting custody after signing a surrogacy contract. Those are the more, you know,
common.
Obvious.
Yeah,
common,
yeah,
cases.
Right,
and
exactly.
Really, nationally, they're not that many, I think. It really does raise ethical and moral questions as well as legal questions. And also it's complicated by the fact that I think in the Sherry Shepherd case, there's many jurisdictions handling various aspects of the case, with Pennsylvania handling this surrogacy issue.
Right, then she lives in California, New Jersey.
And California maybe handling the divorce issue.
Yeah.
So there's custody issues, there's visitation issues, in addition to these child support issues, and, you know, with different jurisdictions, different state laws.
So are we all in agreement that we think the judge, the court, did the right thing?
I totally think that they did the right thing. And I have a news flash for Sherry Shepherd. Do me a favor. Don't fertilize your eggs. Eat them instead.
Well, we can leave on a high note with that opinion.
I tell you, the Celebrity Trials and Tribulations team, they all have big opinions, and they're not afraid to share it, as you can tell on this segment of Celebrity Trials and Tribulations, this one about the Sherry Shepherd case. More coming up next week on America Weekend, so come back for that. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
Harrison with you. More information confirming that younger women who get radiation treatment following breast cancer surgery are significantly more likely to later develop cancer in the other breast than women who didn't undergo such radiation. Why? Radiation used to kill remaining cancer cells is at the same time introducing radiation into healthy cells. The study suggests the risk of the other breast getting cancer among patients under the age of 45 increased by 9%. And women radiated before the age of 35 had a 78% greater chance of the second breast becoming cancerous. For those interested in a totally natural alternative and completely natural approach, you might want to check out the Gerson Institute for Alternative Cancer Treatment. That's spelled G-E-R-S-O-N, Gerson. They've seen extraordinary results for some 60 years and treat the entire spectrum of cancer as well.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He knocked out Joe Frazier in 73 to become the world heavyweight champion. In 94, at age 45, he knocked out 26-year-old Michael Moore to win his second world title.
The winner, and once again, heavyweight champion of the world, George Foreman!
So where is George Foreman now? George's lean, mean, low-fat grilling machine has sold over 100 million units to date. And talk about a family man, George has 10 kids. Today, George can be found on his 300-acre ranch in Marshall, Texas. And on that ranch, he has some horses, along with goats, llamas, ostriches, and donkeys.
I'm George Foreman, and I've achieved the American dream.
Hey, George, grill me up a lean, mean ostrich burger. Thanks. I'm Ahmad Rashad.